Folders on the desk, bulging with newspaper clippings. These headlines plucked at random. February 22nd, for Israelis on front line, the danger is everywhere. March 8th, Israelis and Palestinians wait for explosions and despair. March 9th, Israelis kill at least 40 after Arab kills 5 teenagers. The dates change, the sides change, the stories unfold. How is it, we wondered, to live those headlines every day, to live in anxiety, never knowing when the next deaths will come or where they'll come? We've reached two people, an Israeli and a Palestinian, who have been living like this for some time. Frances Oppenheimer is an Israeli. She lives in Jerusalem with her husband and teenage daughter. She is a tour guide there. Mrs. Oppenheimer, tell us how your job as a tour guide has been affected by this current violence.
Well, obviously my work has been greatly cut back. It is more difficult and is more scary. And I would also say that tourism was one of the best coexistence professions, and it's very sad for me to stand with a group of Christians looking towards Bethlehem and to know that at the moment I can't take them there, and that a world that was a very satisfying world for me is also in some ways collapsed.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about your personal life. You have a teenager.
I have a teenager at home. I have two other children. Mm-hmm. They're at universities in the south of the country.
Does the teenager go out?
She goes out not as much as she used to, and the school she goes to is not near our home, and she takes buses there, and that was another cause for concern.
Mm-hmm. And what about for yourself? When you leave the house, are you frightened every day?
I'm more frightened in my head when I'm at home, and when I go out... So far, I haven't had a cause to be frightened. And on the buses, I am concerned. And I do look at people. I'm not relaxed on a bus.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for people that look dressed strangely, that look maybe as if they're in a bit in disguise. People who behave in a way that I think they shouldn't be.
What about just sort of basic acts like doing the marketing, getting food? How do you go about that? What is involved now that maybe wasn't before?
Mostly the supermarket I go to is guarded, and my car is checked, and I go in there. And I don't, once I'm inside, I don't think about, I don't feel as if I'm in danger. And I never was a big sort of go and sit in a coffee bar type of person.
What are the nights like, Mrs. Oppenheimer?
I don't hear any firing from where I live, but my dog can hear things that I can't hear, and I don't want you to promise not to tell the British SPCA, who are very sensitive about such matters, but the dog gets dosed on half a Valium quite often.
Oh my gosh, you've got to calm down your dog.
Well, calm the dog down, otherwise she barks and then we can't sleep anyway.
Yeah. So what about you, Mrs. Oppenheimer? I mean, the dog's got Valium. What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm sort of trucking on and hoping that I have a future in this country. From the outside, you think, how can you live in a country like that? How can you be in a city like that? But one is kept here by thousands of webs and ties. I mean, this is where I live.
Yeah. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Frances Oppenheimer is Israeli. She lives in Jerusalem. Arlette Fleffel is a Palestinian. She lives in Bethlehem with her husband and teenage son. Ms. Fleffel is also a tour guide, or at least she trained for it at Bethlehem Bible College. Ms. Fleffel, I understand you never got to really do the work.
No, because, as you know, the whole industry has come to a halt right now. And all the tour guides are not working. Tourists are not coming in.
So what do you do all day?
We're staying basically at home because the situation in Bethlehem is very dangerous. I mean, people are basically trying to survive at this point.
So you're staying inside the house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about your teenager? Does he go out?
No, we will not allow him.
Mm-hmm. Is his school open?
No, there are no schools open.
Hmm. This must be particularly hard on him. Teenage boys are not so patient sometimes.
No, this is what we spend our day debating on, you know, trying to convince him not to leave the house. We're concerned about not only his physical safety, but even his mental and spiritual safety, because what he sees on television is so violent that it's really traumatic.
Yes. What do you do about simple, basic things like marketing? I mean, how are you eating? How do you go out for food?
We just eat what we have at home, and when it's very, very necessary, my husband just goes to the, you know, closest shop that he can and, you know, does the errands as quickly as possible.
Is he going out to work every day, your husband?
No, of course not.
He's staying home.
At this point, you know, we're still better off than the people in the refugee camps.
And at night, I suppose, the night for you there in Bethlehem are not very different from the days, or are they more frightening?
They are very long. We hear all the noises.
Yes.
You know, at night it's terrific. I mean, we spend many nights praying on our knees, literally.
You're hearing the bombing.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. And the airplanes at night, it's terrifying, because you know that, you know, the airplane is humming, and then, you know, something will happen, but you never know what's going to happen and where and how and when.
Yeah. And just in terms of sort of personal relief, what is there for you?
I mean, the only relief now is that when I go on internet, thank God for internet, and I can, you know, detect that there are some fair-minded people, even on the Israeli side, who can see that, you know, this madness can't go on.
Mrs. Falefel, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Arlette Fleffel is a Palestinian. She lives in Bethlehem with her husband and teenage son.